Recently, someone said to me as a reminder, he said, you know, God, it's either God is on the throne or He's not. It's either He is on His throne over our lives, over every area of our lives. It's either He's on the throne over our finances, over our jobs, over our careers, our families, our assets, everything, our plans, our direction in life. It's either He's on the throne over all or He's not. So I'd like to invite us just to take this moment right now. Would you just close your eyes and would you make this decision in your heart? What would you choose? Would you choose to say, Lord, yes, You are on the throne over every area of my life. Yes, Lord, I surrender every area of my life to Your Lordship. Take Your throne over every area of my life. All my directions in life, my plans, my hopes, all the material things, the possessions that I have, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, my generations down the line. Yes, Lord, You are on the throne over all, and You are Lord. So, Lord, we want to ask, Lord, that You will come and take Your rightful place, Your rightful throne over every area of our lives. We are Yours, O Lord, because all that we have comes from You. All that we are is because of Your grace and Your mercy. And we are here today. We are able to praise You today. We are able to have what we have is because of You, Lord. So we give You the Lordship. They are all Yours. Come and have Your free way in our midst, and let Your name be lifted up and be glorified in every area of our lives. Let Your name ever be praised and be lifted up as a banner over our household and down our generations. Let the name of Jesus always be magnified and glorified in every area of our lives. We give this all to You, and we pray all this right now in Jesus' mighty name. And all of us say, amen. Amen. Come on, say amen like you mean it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, would you just turn to one another and give a greeting to one another? Say, it's good to see you here in the name of Jesus. God bless you. And then take your seats. All right? Okay? All right. Now this morning we're going to do something a little bit different. I have up with me two sisters. Okay, would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Kendra.
And I'm Sophie.
Sister Sophie and Sister Kendra. Would you give them a warm welcome? Okay. Today they are going to join me with all the greetings and the announcements. So we're going to add a little bit of a youthful zest to this, all right? Okay, so the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to welcome every one of you who are worshiping here in Grace City Church for the first time. If this is your first time, give us a wave. Could we just give a big warm welcome? Welcome to Grace City Church. Welcome. It's good to have you join us today. And I know that there are amongst us visitors as well who are here because of the baptism service that's happening this afternoon. If you are here to support your family and your loved ones because of the baptism, would you give us a wave as well? Can we all give a big welcome as well to all our families and our friends? All right.
Welcome, everyone. It's great to see you, and we love seeing your support for those getting baptized, and we hope everyone comes down after service, so yeah.
Yes. Very well done. I should have left the entire segment there, dude. Okay, can we just continue worshiping our Lord right now with our tithes and offerings? We just invite the ushers up, okay? Do you want to give a goal to pray? For the tithes and offerings.
for the tithes and offering?
No,
okay, all right. This is your first time speaking, so it's going to be a little bit, they're feeling a bit apprehensive, okay? Give them a big smile, okay? Give them a big smile and let them know that they are very welcomed. Okay, come, let's pray, yeah? Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you have given us. Truly, Lord, there is not one thing that we have today if it's not because of you. Even the very breath in our nose and our lungs comes from you. This life, Lord, comes from you. This day you have made for us as well. So, Lord, as we give to you, Lord, we give with hearts full of cheer and thanksgiving. And we pray, O Father, that all of these, Lord, will be used to share, to bring your word and to bring your truth and to bring the gospel of Christ to more people, O Father, even in the community that you have placed us in. And, Lord, even beyond, O Father, Perth is what we ask for as well. So, Lord, we pray that you will bless all this giving and bless every cheerful heart here that gives as well. We ask these in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. All right. So, sisters, let us, what's happening for this week or what's happening up ahead?
Okay. So, Kendra, what's up this week? This week on Wednesdays, we have prayer meeting. Oh, so what? Yay! So what's prayer meeting, Kendra?
Prayer meeting is when members of our church go to the Nolamara campus to pray for various things such as the church's well-being, persecuted Christians, and other topics that will, that like prayer requests from members of the church as well. And it would be really good to have more people come, as in the Bible it says that having lots of people praying is more powerful.
Mm. So yeah. Yes.
So to recap, Kendra, it's Wednesday prayer meeting at 7 p.m. at Nolamara campus, yeah?
Yep. That's correct.
Cool. Yes.
Sophie,
what else do we have this week?
Okay, so we've got the My Vista outreach. So if you guys don't know, so Sister Lynn and Brother Tony have been going with a group of worshippers and singers. So they've done the caroling last year, and now we've been so blessed to be able to continue this outreach. And so they go to the My Vista aged care home and they share God's word and love for us to them. So I encourage you guys, if you are interested or want to participate, have any questions, to ask Sister Lynn and Brother Tony, who are just marvelous people. And yeah, I hope so. The dates will be 11 a.m. Saturday, the 28th of March at My Vista in Mirrabooka.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And also, there are more opportunities if you want to serve the Lord. You could help out in the Sunday school, which is located upstairs, where you get to disciple and raise the next generation and help them build a strong foundation in Christ. So you could be a teacher, an assistant, or ad hoc helper.
What's an ad hoc helper?
Ad hoc helpers is when for a particular Sunday, that Sunday school is low on either teachers or assistants, you can join and help them as needed.
So if I want more information, where do I go?
You can go see Sister Lena or Sister Xian for more information. I think that, Sister Xian's at the back right now.
Waving.
Yeah.
By the way, if you didn't know, Sister Lena and Sister Xian are both their mothers. But in the perspective of eternity, we are all brothers and sisters, right? Yes.
Okay.
Sophie, what's happening this afternoon?
Okay, guess what?
What?
We have 13 people getting baptized this afternoon. And guess what?
What?
My little brother's getting baptized. And guess what?
What?
Everyone can come down.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're wondering where are these people getting baptized, so they're getting baptized at Watermans Bay Beach. So if you go on Google Maps, you can search up Watermans Bay playground area, because that's the specific point where we're meeting. So it's at 1:30 p.m. today after service, so I hope to see all of you there.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sisters. Have they done a good job? Yes. Yeah, every Sunday, right? Yes, better than this old foggy standing here, right? Yes. Thank you. So good to be able to see our youth, you know. I remember 3 years ago or 4 years ago when I first came over to Grace itself, they were still pretty young and they were still quite timid, a bit shy. And this time around, can you tell the confidence that they have? Yes? How many of you can see them as preachers in time to come? Yes? Yes, we've got to call it forth, right? You're going to call it forth. They're going to preach the good news. Amen. Okay. So this morning, right, as our sisters Sophie and Kendra has mentioned, there are 13 that will be water baptized this afternoon. Now, typically, right, we will have at the water baptism itself, at the beach, a chance for us to hear their testimonies. How did they come to know the Lord? Why is it they are taking this step to be water baptized? But because there are 13 of them today, we thought that it might be good to have the sharing of their testimonies here this morning itself. And it's here because we know that quite a few of you might not be able to travel down to the place to join us for the water baptism, but it's a good chance for all of us to be blessed by their stories, right? To be encouraged by their personal stories. And as well as it's good for us to stand together with them and as a church family to pray for them and to bless them as well. Okay, so this is what we want to do this morning, all right? So with that, right, I'm just going to invite them soon, but because I'm going to introduce them first. So I'm going to ask for majority of them, by the way, are our young people. I think you can call them young people now, right? No longer youths and children, young people. So I'm going to invite them. If you're going to be water baptized today, wherever you are, take a stand. Take a stand. And everyone, can we give our encouragement? Hey, Bruce and Jenny, you want to take a stand too, Bruce and Jenny? You got to take a stand too. Yes. They are our youngest people. All right. Okay, thank you. You may take your seats right now. Okay, but before I invite them up to share their testimonies, I thought it might be good for us or for me to actually share very, very briefly on what water baptism is all about. Okay, and so before we do that, let's open the time with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you so much for this joyous moment, Lord, where we are able to celebrate with our brothers and sisters who will be getting water baptized this afternoon. And we want to thank you that you have led them on this journey of faith. Lord, we pray that even as they share their testimonies, O Lord, this morning, Lord, even as they give witness to the person of Christ and to their encounter with Christ, Lord, we pray that your word, O Lord, and their stories will touch our hearts, will speak to us, and will encourage us in our faith and inspire us in our faith as well as for those who have yet to be water baptized. Lord, we invite you, Lord, to just come and have your own free way amongst us. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to share very briefly on what water baptism is about. And this is really meant for those who have yet to be water baptized. And also for those of us who have already been water baptized, but quite some time ago. For some of us, we were water baptized many, many moons ago in a distant, distant galaxy far, far away. And it's good for us to recollect and to be reminded on the implications of water baptism. So first up, what is the significance and the implication of being water baptized? Now, baptism in the Bible, both in the New Testament and in the Old Testament, were generally understood to symbolize spiritual cleansing. The cleansing of our sins, the cleansing and to make us spiritually clean, pure and holy. All right, you can read more about that in Ezekiel chapter 36 and in 1 Peter chapter 3. Now, we also do know that from the New Testament itself, through the atoning death of Christ Jesus our Lord, through his burial and his resurrection, Jesus is now the one and the only way by which we are able to be saved from our sins, by which we are able to be saved from the penalty of our sins, which is eternal punishment and death. And through Jesus alone, we have the forgiveness of sins. we have reconciliation to God the Father, who was separated from us because of our sins, and we have eternal life. So salvation and eternal life is and can be found in no other name and no other person but in Jesus Christ alone. And so after a person acknowledges their need for a Savior and they will choose to put his or her faith in Jesus as their Savior, after he or she has confessed of his sins and has chosen to repent of their ways, and to repent means to turn away from their old ways, their old sinful ways, and instead to live a new life in Christ by following Jesus as Lord, then the next step is to be water baptized. So water baptism is the outward and a public declaration of a personal and inward faith that we have in Christ Jesus, where we believe in Him, where we believe in Him as our Savior, and we follow Him as our Lord. Now, in water baptism, the believer of Christ will identify with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. The baptism signifies the believer's death to his or her old and sinful ways. So the old man, the old sinful way of man, dies and is buried with Christ. And just as how Christ was raised from the dead when the believer rises out of the water, we rise up as a new creation in Christ with a new life in Christ as well. And the rising out of the water also signifies the certain hope, the sure hope that we have of a final bodily resurrection on that day when Christ Jesus returns. And you can read more about that in Romans 6 and in Colossians chapter 2. So the second question is, why should we, as believers of Christ, be water baptized? Very simply, it is in obedience to Jesus' command. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, where we know that Jesus gave the great commission to his disciples, Jesus commanded that his disciples, that we who are his disciples, are to make disciples of all nations, that we are to baptize every disciple in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and where we are to teach every disciple to obey all that Jesus has commanded. And so being water baptized is an act of obedience to Jesus' command. Now, baptism also signifies that we as disciples have now been identified, or we now identify ourselves with the triune God, with God the Father, with Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And by making a public declaration of our faith in Jesus through water baptism, it strengthens our faith. It strengthens our resolve and our commitment to follow Him. Now, being water baptized also signifies that we willingly enter into a covenant with God. That not only do we accept His gift of salvation for us through Christ Jesus, but we also accept the obligations that comes along with being in covenant with God. So therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, whenever we have the means to do so, we should obey Jesus' command to be water baptized. And this command is not meant to be minimized, nor is it meant to be trivialized according to our own convenience. But what we must keep in mind is this. Always remember this. Water baptism does not earn us the forgiveness of sins. The act of being water baptized does not earn us the forgiveness of sins, nor does it procure or secure our salvation. Because we are saved from our sins by grace through faith in Christ alone, and not in the work of water baptism per se. So how is water baptism typically conducted here at Grace City Church? Typically, we will practice the immersion into water, all right? The full immersion into water. But there are some special cases where the person is unable to enter into the water. It could be because the person is old in age. It could be because the person is on a hospital bed. And in such a case, we might either do a symbolic pouring or a sprinkling of water. The key point is not so much really in the approach or the method, but the spiritual significance that water baptism holds for us, as what we have just heard earlier briefly. So who can and who should be water baptized? Anyone. Anyone who recognizes their need for a Savior and who chooses to believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior and to follow Him as their Lord can and should be water baptized. How soon can one be water baptized? Well, at the point of decision itself, the person can be water baptized. If you read the book of Acts, you'll remember the account of the Ethiopian eunuch as well as Philip the evangelist, right? So Philip the evangelist explained to the eunuch who Jesus is, and the moment the eunuch said, "Yes, I now know and I acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ and I acknowledge Him as my Lord," when they came to water, there presented immediately the opportunity for the eunuch to be water baptized, and he was baptized by Philip at that very moment. So it can be at that point in time, at a point of decision. All right? Okay, so that's a very brief kind of a thing. And I think it's now time for us to hear from the stories and the testimonies of those who will be water baptized today. Okay? So, first up, going by alphabetical order, no order of merit. Okay? Lest you say, you know, your one eye big and one eye small, all right? Okay, we are going to have our brother Aiden. Aiden, would you join us?
Hi, my name is Aiden. I've been attending this church ever since I was born. Growing up, I'd always been close to this church and the people that came here, but not God Himself. Many times I've participated in things like communion without knowing what it meant or its significance in the faith. I would pray, but not understand the meaning behind it, praying the same prayer before my meals out of routine. In late 2024, things started to change as I started going to more youth sessions to get a better understanding of God. As a result of this, I began reading the Bible and praying more often. As I continued to develop my faith in this group, the bonds between myself and God and my cell friends continue to strengthen. When I went to youth winter camp last year, I really felt the presence of God, especially in one sermon where there was an altar call. Down at the altar, all of us youths that we had journeyed with in our faith were sitting and praying for one another, and after a leader prayed for me, an overwhelming sense of love just swept over me, and that night I saw just a glimpse of what God's love can do. Now I have made the decision to be baptized as a public declaration of my faith. God has sacrificed so much, His only Son for me and all of us, and living my life for Him is truly what He deserves. I have no regrets doing this, and I hope that myself and all of us, all of the others being baptized here today, will live their life having a deep relationship with Jesus always.
Thank you. Amen. Well done. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Aiden. So good to see how God moves and how God changes and how God touches the heart, right? Even at a young age, right? And you see, it all started out with just going through the routine, but at some point in time, God has been moving and touching and steering His heart, right? And then came the climactic moment at the camp itself where he experienced the love of God. So good. Thank you for sharing that with us, Brother Aiden. Next, we have Brother Ashwell.
Testing. Yeah. Hi everyone, my name is Ashwell, as you guys would probably know, and I'm part of the Salt and Light Youth. Now, as I'm standing on stage, I would like to talk about my journey of faith and how I would like to take this next step of faith in baptism. So, how I came to know Christ was because of many different things, many different reasons. I grew up going to church, and when I was younger, I felt reluctant. and I couldn't be bothered listening to the sermons in church. I couldn't be bothered worshiping. I was just reluctant. And over the past few years, when I grew older and when I was a little bit more matured, I started to question who God really was. Is he really the person that everyone describes him to be? Is he really the person that the Bible describes him to be? So that one night, I prayed to him and I asked him to show me a sign. I said to him clearly, straight from the bottom of my heart, that I'm not going to believe in someone who's not real. I'm not going to waste my time believing in someone that people deem to be real, because I want to experience you myself. A couple years pass again, and I'm faced with some really bad family conflicts. My parents would argue back and forth every single time, and every single night I'll be finding my time crying in my bed. And these life experiences really affected me mentally, spiritually, and physically. One night I cried out to God because I was in need of a savior. What I could remember was that I was letting out all my worries and problems, and that prayer changed my entire life from that moment on. I couldn't explain it, but I felt an unexplainable sense of peace, some peace that overwhelmed me at that time, that I just couldn't understand it at that time. Until now, I still can't even get a grasp of it, but now I know that was a sign that God really showed me. That was when I really started to dive in and find out more about Jesus and who God really was. This year, I want to get baptized because I want to take my next step of faith and further my relationship with Christ throughout my life. I want to be free from sin, and I want to give my old life to Christ in order to gain his new life for me. I want to be born again into his family as a child of God. Before I finish, I want to give thanks to Pastor Aaron for taking his time to host the baptism classes. I learned so much, and I'm pretty sure all the people who attended the baptism classes learned a lot. And thank you so much. I'm ready to take this next step of faith.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Ashwell. Thank you for sharing with us such a personal story. Have you already noticed by now two things, right, that stood out from these two testimonies? Two things. One of them, the first point that stood out for me was this. Both of them grew up in church, right? Since young, right? But their parents' faith became their faith. And the second thing was this, the tangibility of God, the tangibility of his presence, the tangibility of his love and of his peace. And we are so grateful to God and we rejoice with them that both of them have felt the tangibility of his presence, his love and his peace. And we pray that all of us will feel that as well and go through that. Amen? All right? Okay, next we have the youngest youth of all. We have Brother Bruce. Come on, let's give a warm welcome for Brother Bruce. Brother Bruce today is getting water baptized together with Sister Jenny, and he will be speaking and giving their testimony on behalf of the both of them. All right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Bruce. I've got no idea how any of this works, so I'm relying totally on Jesus to guide me, and I'm sure he will. Now, Jenny and I have been on a long path together. God knew that I didn't have, I've been a bit slow on getting the uptake on religion. And he also knew that I didn't have much time left. So he sent me Jenny. And Jenny came along and restored my faith in God and in Jesus Christ. So this is my testimony to show that this water baptism isn't just about today. This is about my lifelong dedication to Jesus Christ, and for every day for the rest of my time, I will be truly in love with him. Anyway, so, you know, me and God had like a problem when I was very young. My little brother was diagnosed with leukemia, and my mother told me one night that he was going to die. And because I was very young, I didn't understand how this whole thing worked. And because every week, you know, I used to go to Sunday school and they taught us, you know, like how to pray to God and stuff. And I prayed to God, you know, like, please take me, not my little brother. He's so beautiful. But, you know, the next morning, he was gone. And for some reason, I was very naive. I was very angry with God. Like, why would you do that to me? But over the years, that anger softened. And particularly when I met Jenny, she taught me stuff that I didn't even understand about God, about Jesus Christ. And we started coming to this church, and it was so beautiful, so welcoming. And then I started to realize all the things that Jesus does. You know, like, Jenny, she's amazing. She does service. You know, like, she went to Africa of all places, and, you know, probably the thing that she hated the most was the immunizations. You know, she said that they were horrible. But she went there and they put down a well. And that's a big significant thing. But the other biggest significant thing is because most of you know that I live in the city, and on the weekends, we often wander around the streets, you know, mingling with the crowds. And Jenny never leaves anyone hungry. Every time we walk around the streets, and if there is someone, even if they're not begging, she can spot them. She spots them straight away. She says, "We've got to help this person." And that's what she does. So I said, week in, week out, you know, without any, not asking for any favor for it. And So I really feel that Jesus has sent Jenny to me because he knows, you know, like, I've been a bit slow on the uptake. And he also knows I haven't got much time left because, you know, like, while me and Jenny have been together, I was diagnosed with lung cancer, which was a bit of a kick in the ass, you know. But the doctor said, you know, because I think God has installed, like, he's a busy man. He can't do everything. And he's installed that wisdom into these magnificent surgeons that, you know, they can treat stuff like that. And so he's given that wisdom to them, but, you know, it didn't work out so well this time because, you know, now I've been diagnosed with spinal cancer. Not so easy to treat. Now, the lung cancer, that was pretty easy. But the spinal cancer, I'm not so sure. We'll see how it goes. If you say, so I was talking with Pastor Aaron, you know, like, what his father went through, he lasted, like, my specialist said, yeah, Some patients last like 5 years, but Pastor Aaron's brother, he lasted 10. Now that would be like, I would praise the Lord for that one. How good is that? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Shall we extend our hands and let's pray for Brother Bruce, right? Let's pray for him. Right. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much that, Lord, that you have seen Bruce to this very day, that you have given him, Lord, much grace and much mercies, that, Lord, that you have given him the opportunity to know you in a deeper way as well. Lord, will you continue to reveal yourself to him, that he's all that you need, O Father. That, Lord, that as he turns his eyes towards you, as he calls unto you, answer him, O Father. Let each and every day of his life be filled with much of your joy, much of your presence, O Lord, and much of your assurance of your love. Lord, would you touch him? And Lord, would you glorify yourself in and through him? That, Father, that when people look at him, they will see Christ in him, O Lord. And when the people hear him speak, O Lord, they will hear Christ speaking through him as well. So, Lord, would you just touch him and sustain him, Lord, supernaturally until the very day that your good plan and purpose is done and accomplished, all for the glory of your name. We entrust Bruce into your hands even right now. Lord, he is your child. He is your son. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Bruce. Yep. Okay.
Let me come up. The word comes to me. It's for you. Taste and see that the Lord is good. That's the word.
Thank you. Thank you. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. You receive that, Brother Bruce? Yes. Praise the Lord. All right. Thank you. So now we are going to have another younger brother or young brother, and his name is Callum. Can we join us in welcoming Callum?
Hi, my name is Callum. I've been coming to Great City Church since I was born, which is like 15 years. I've attended church like nearly every single Sunday, but it felt like a chore, you know what I mean? And it wasn't really, my faith wasn't truly sincere. And did I really want a genuine part of the family of God? Not really. I just came to church to catch up with my friends, sing songs, be more of a routine thing than my family do in the regular. In 2024, just like Aiden, I got invited by some school friends to a youth group around me. The first time that I went, it was really life-changing. The worship, I saw so many young people being so in love with God and with his word. It was so inspiring to me. And at that same winter camp, down at the altar, we were all praying for each other. I was drowned in the presence of God. I think just being like so open with each other, being like emotional with each other, I felt the connection in the family that we have in the family of God. So since then, I feel like my relationship with the Lord has really skyrocketed, and that's why I'm deciding to get baptized and take that next step of faith.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Brother Callum, I know what you mean. Sometimes coming to church does feel a bit like a chore. But then again, what makes really the difference is we don't give up. And one day, the Lord will touch. You know, the Lord will always answer those who are seeking Him and who seek Him in truth. Those who are genuinely seeking Him, He will reveal Himself. And we have seen that in our three of our youths, four of them now.
how the Lord has revealed himself to them. So he revealed himself to them in younger years, and he revealed himself to Bruce and Jenny in their older years. But the Lord will reveal. Amen? Okay, next, we have, this time, a sister. All right, would you join me in welcoming Sister Delphi?
Hi everyone, I'm Delphi. My journey being Christian has been quite a roller coaster. At first, I was a lukewarm Christian, which is basically someone who claims to believe in God but doesn't act on it. I must admit that I first only came to church for the food after service, which many of my friends can confirm. By the point I'd finally started believing in the Holy Spirit, I started to try my best to walk by faith and actively pray, worship, and spread the gospel. I say it's been a roller coaster because there have been many times where I questioned whether Christianity was right for me. Most of my life, since I was only 5 or so, even when I was lukewarm, I'd had pretty bad religious guilt. Guilt that I sin too much, guilt that I'm not good enough to go to heaven. I would beg God for forgiveness for the smallest things, and those little things stress me out every day. A few years ago, I didn't show up to church for an entire year because it got really overwhelming, and there was nothing better I could think of doing. One of my closest church friends recently told me that we humans are born sinners. She asked me if I was mad at myself for being a human. That really hit me, and I haven't been that hard on myself since. I used to never have enough faith, which explains all the begging and relying on luck instead of proper praying. But during all the guilt and uncertainty, the lowest point in my religion journey was when I didn't make it into my chosen high school last year, and to add on to that, school was stressing me out badly. I honestly felt so overwhelmed and stuck, and in all honesty, I was mad at God, which seems really unfair now, considering I was the one who didn't put in the efforts. Also, because if I could choose again, there wouldn't be any other school I'd rather go to than the one I've started at this year. I now understand God has made his plans for me, and I just need to trust and put my faith in him. Since I finally accepted Jesus into my life, I felt this strong sense of belonging and relief that I will always be loved by God. And he has led me through the hardest times in my life and helped me get over temptation, because I alone am not strong enough to help myself. That's why I've decided to take the next step of getting baptized, to find salvation from the Lord, heal, repent, and turn away from unhelpful old habits and ways in my life. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Delphi. Delphi, could you let us know, roughly how old are you? 12 years old. Profound questions at 12 years old. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Delphi. So what does this tell you about the God that we serve, the Father that we serve? You remember I just said earlier on that whoever seeks after him, he will reveal, even to a younger person, even to a child. In fact, the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these as well. You know, Sister Delphi mentioned this one thing. She said that ever since she gave her life to and she committed her life to follow Christ, she has a very strong assurance and a sense of belonging of who she is in Christ. And this is exactly that it's intangible in that we cannot see and feel it, yet it is tangible within us. It's that sense of assurance and belonging because of the love of Christ. So we pray that that love of Christ is something that we too experience on a daily basis, so that we can be rooted and grounded and rock solid each time as we go through life. Yes? All right? Okay. Next, shall we welcome another sister, Sister Hannah. Come, Sister Hannah. She says she's so nervous, so give her your biggest smile. Okay?
Good morning, everyone. My name is Hannah, and I have been a part of this church for most of my life. So church has always been a normal part of my weekly routine. Growing up here, I have heard a lot about Jesus through Sunday school, youth, and other church activities. As I got older, I started to help out in different ministries, like helping out in Sunday school and playing with the worship team.
Serving in these areas has helped me grow in my faith and understand more of the Word of God. Over time, I realized that faith isn't something you grow up around. Faith is a gift from God and is something you choose for yourself. So that's what I'm deciding to do.
Yes.
Getting baptized today is my way of taking a step of faith and showing everyone I want Jesus at the center of my life. Not because I grew up with him, but because I truly believe in him to be my Lord, my Savior, and my God.
Amen.
I thank Jesus for this opportunity and the support from Grace City Church. To my family and friends, especially to my youth friends, Kayla, Allison, Aiden, Callum, Ashwell, and Joshua, who have shared this journey with me and helped me grow in faith. I'm so excited to share this next big step with them.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. You know, a lot of times, right, we think that when we serve, right, it's just doing something itself. But do you know that as she served, that was where she drew closer to the Lord? Because whenever she served with all of her heart. And Christ served through her. She was his hands, his feet, and his lips. And so today, if we want to encounter Christ in a deeper way, then we too should allow Christ to serve through us, that we may too also be his hands, his feet, and his lips. And that's where we grow deeper in our faith in the Lord too, and our relationship. All right? Okay. Next, we have Brother Joshua. Brother Joshua, come. You are scared. Don't be scared. Everyone here knows you. Okay? And he knows you. Okay? You need me to stand next to you? Okay.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Joshua, and I've been at this church for my whole life. This church means a lot to me, as I grew up here, and this congregation is like a big family. I truly believe that my baptism today is not a decision that I have made alone. It was a decision that was guided to me by the Holy Spirit. My journey of faith started before I was conceived. My mother was given my name by the Holy Spirit during a Sunday service at this church. While my mom was pregnant with me, she was asked to terminate her pregnancy before 20 weeks due to high risk and complications. My mother took a step of faith and said, if the Lord has given the name, he will be good. I was born at 27 weeks. Though I had to stay in the hospital for almost 3 months, with God's grace, I was perfectly fine. I was dedicated at this church and grew up among the Grace City family. As I got older, just like Hannah, I began to help out in different ministries, such as ushering, helping out with Sunday school, and eventually playing up here with the worship team. Serving in these areas has helped my faith grow and helped me to understand more of the Word of God. For me, water baptism is a way to publicly declare my new life in Christ. And now, together with the youth, we are serving the Lord by taking a step of faith in Christ and being water baptized. I would like to thank everyone who's helped me on my journey, including Pastor Aaron and my youth buddies. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Very well done. Thank you for sharing. Thank you, Brother Joshua. Do you now see that God has his hand on his life? And do you know that God also has his hand on your life? That before each and every one of us here, every single one of us, before we were born, he already knows our name. He has called us by name. He has given by name. And we want to thank the Lord that the faith that he has given to his mom, Sister Jacqueline, she hang on to that and she called it out by faith. And today we have a brother who's got a great distance ahead, a great potential ahead for the Lord. Amen? Can you see the hand of the Lord for that? Can we give glory to the Lord for that? Yes? Thank you. Thank you, Brother Joshua. And last but not least, we have Sister Kayla.
Good morning, church. I'm Kayla. Growing up, going to church was always a part of my life. As a child, I didn't really know why we went every week. When I was born, me and my mom were in a critical condition, and in that moment, she made a promise to God that our family would continue to serve him and stay faithful. It made me realize that my life is truly a gift from God. At the time, I didn't fully understand what that meant. But as I grew older, I began to see the importance of church. I realized that church isn't just a building we go to, it's a family. It's a body of Christ where we support one another and grow together in faith. Over the years, the more I attended church and learned about Jesus, the more I understood who he is, how he died for our sins, and how he continues to work miracles in our lives. Each time I came to church, the more I felt his grace and presence. The values I learned, the praise we shared, and the stories about God's love began to make sense to me today. They helped me shape who I am today. Salt and Light have played such an important role in my faith journey. I'm incredibly grateful to be a part of Grace City Church and to share this journey with such amazing friends and people. Today, choosing to be baptized is my personal decision. It's my way of saying that I choose to follow Jesus. I want to continue growing in my faith, trusting him through every season of my life, and living accordingly to his will. This baptism isn't something I'm doing just because I grew up in church. It's my own commitment to walk closely with God and to deepen my relationship with him. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Isn't it so wonderful to hear from our children that they grew up in church, they go through all the stuff that's in church, they get all the input in church, and finally they found their faith personally. And it was not because they grew up in church, it was not because they were forced to church, but because they met and encountered Christ. And that is what our church family is all about. Sunday after Sunday, day after day, when we gather, we encourage one another, we pray with one another, we pray for one another. As parents pray for their children, even before they were born, even whilst they are being born, the hand of the Lord is upon our children. And he will raise them up for his purpose and for his time and for his will. And we are so thankful to the Lord that the Lord is now raising up our children. The Lord is never too late, even in the case of Bruce and Jenny. And the Lord is raising this generation all for his glory, his work. And we continue to be faithful in being his hands, his feet, and his lips, even to our children. Right? Okay? So if you have not yet signed up for Sunday school, okay, to serve as a teacher and as an assistant and as an ad hoc helper, sign up for Sunday school, okay, and disciple the next generation. The next generation is so important. All right? Okay, that's all that we have and we have testimonies. Now, I'm going to invite all those who are going to be water baptized to come forward because we're going to pray for you right now as a church family. So come forward. All those who are going to be water baptized, come forward, stand over here itself. And can I invite all of us as a church family, let's stand together with them, okay? Now, would you face your church family here, okay? Face the church family, all right? Shall we all stretch our hands forward and let's pray for all of them. Father, we thank you so much, Lord. You have called every one of them by name. You have seen them, O Lord, even all the years of their lives, each and every day. And Lord, you have been working out wondrous things in their lives in such small, almost unnoticeable way. But this day, Lord, we celebrate with their glorious decision to acknowledge you as their Lord, to follow you as their Savior and Lord. And so, Lord, we ask and pray even right now that as they take this step forward, Lord, in their faith, Lord, we ask for a greater revelation of yourself to each of them. We ask, O Lord, that you will launch each of them into the fullness of your call and your purpose upon their lives. We ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will become their closest friend and will become, O Lord, that they will know the power of your Spirit and the fellowship of your Spirit in an intimate way. They will know the empowerment of your Spirit. Empower them each day, O Father, even to live for you. Help them to hear your voice, O Lord, each day. Give them the faith and the courage to obey you and to walk in your ways. Shield them, O Father, from the evil one. Keep them, O Father, from all harm. And that, Lord, we pray that all of their ways forward, their paths forward, Lord, that you will guide them, O Father, in it. So, Lord, right now we entrust every one of them into
your hands. Take them on this journey and this adventure with you, O Father, and may you always be lifted up. May the name of Jesus always be lifted up and magnified and glorified and exalted in each of their lives and their families and their households and their generations after. We ask all this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's give them a big encouragement. Okay. All right. So we'll see you. You may take your seats right now. Okay. We're going to see you this afternoon at 1:30. Now, before we close for this morning, I thought I wanted to share with you an exhortation. And today, it will not be me giving this exhortation. It will be the Apostle Paul who will be giving this exhortation. So we will be reading from Romans chapter 6. And I want to give you a little bit of context here, all right, for why we are going to be having this exhortation by the Apostle Paul. I heard someone mention this recently. There are many converted believers of Christ in the church today who are yet to be water baptized. But there are also many water-baptized Christians today who are still unconverted. So I want to leave you this morning to reflect on Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 23. And I pray that as the Word of God is being read, that it will be something that will touch your heart and that you will have a word in season for yourself. Okay, so over to the Apostle Paul. Reading from Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 23, I'm reading it from the New Living Translation. Verse 1. Well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of His wonderful grace? Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? Or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined Him in His death? For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we may also live new lives. Since we have been united with Him in His death, we will also be raised to life as He was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with Him. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead and He will never die again. Death no longer has any power over Him. When He died once to break the power of sin. But now that He lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Do not let sin control the way that you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. Well then, since God's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean we can go on sinning? Of course not. don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. Thank God. Once you were slaves of sin, but now you wholeheartedly obey this teaching we have given you. Now you are free from your slavery to sin, and you have become slaves to righteous living. Because of the weakness of your human nature, I'm using the illustration of slavery to help you understand all this. Previously, you let yourselves be slaves to impurity and lawlessness, which led ever deeper into sin. Now, you must give yourselves to be slaves to righteous living, so that you will become holy. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. And what was the result? You are now ashamed of the things that you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. I'd like you to take a moment right now. What is God saying to you through His Word? How are we living this day? Having been buried with Christ, having been raised with Christ, we are a new creation. So are we living our lives as a new creation of Christ? Let us resolve to live our lives according to the pattern of life that Jesus has given us in His example and in His words. Or this day, we may be a Christian and we may profess to be a Christian, maybe even water baptized. Are we living in freedom from sin? Or are we still under the mastery and the enslavement of sin? Because Jesus Christ has come to set us free, to open the prison doors, and to free those who are oppressed from the bondage of sin. So this morning, would you turn to Jesus and say, Lord, set me free from the bondage of sin, that I may live this new and abundant eternal life that you have given me. Turn to Jesus. For those of us who might be struggling with sin this morning, this is what I'll encourage us to do. Submit ourselves to God. Yield ourselves to Him. Resist the devil. Say no to him. And the Holy Spirit that's within us will give us the grace and the strength and the victory over sin. So this morning, would we resolve to live holy and righteous lives for our Lord, and to live free from the bondage and the enslavement of sin? Turn to Jesus. Turn to Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us through Christ Jesus, your Son, that in Christ, Lord, we have the forgiveness of sins, we have reconciliation, we have new life. And we thank you, O Lord, that when we turn to you, that you make us new. That in our old sinful ways, Lord, that we are not good, but when we turn to you, you make us good. And we thank you, Lord, that in you, that we have the strength and the grace and the power to live free of sin, to be set free from the enslavement of sin. And so, Lord, as we yield ourselves to you, we pray, give us the grace and give us the strength, O Lord, and give us the victory over those areas in our lives that were in the past, that we may live the life that you have for us, abundant, eternal life. So this morning, Lord, we turn to you. We reaffirm ourselves, Lord, to you, and we say that you are our Savior, and we follow you as our Lord indeed. In Jesus' name, we pray this. Amen. Shall we stand and shall we respond to the